When the weather gets nice outside, things start to heat up at one of Iowa's treasures. We're going to talk about that this morning with Jenny Deer, who's the Vice President of Marketing at Living History Farms in the Urbandale area. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Pretty exciting time of the year.
Well, it is. It's really busy here. We're getting ready for May 1st when we open, and having lots of school children come in May, and then lots of visitors throughout the season.
Been a long winter. How was the winter at Living History Farms?
It was long, just like everywhere else, but we've got things cleaned up, and we're getting ready to go.
What all do you have to do to get ready for a season there?
Well, you know, we've got all our buildings that will reopen. We had a spring cleanup day last week. We had a lot of community volunteers come out and just help pick up sticks and leaves and all kinds of things that have fallen over the winter. But, you know, we'll be reopening the buildings and getting them all spiffed up and ready to go for May 1st.
I suppose it's just like operating an actual working farm.
It is, absolutely. You know, our livestock stay here, you know, throughout the year at our 1900 farm, so there's always people going out there and feeding them and taking care of them throughout the winter. But once we open, those animals all get moved back to their respective farms, and we're getting ready to plant as we speak.
Well, I'm sure you get a lot of visitors from the state of Iowa, but I suppose folks are coming from far and wide to visit Living History Farms and get that experience.
You know, they really do, and that's what's so great about being here. We have visitors from all over the world, essentially. I think we counted last year over 30 different countries represented. So people, you know, if they're coming to town for a delegation, a sister city, or maybe they're visiting Pioneer or the World Food Prize, they include Living History Farms as a part of their visit, and we're very happy that they do.
Well, yeah, we hope they're seeing the way folks used to farm, not the way they still farm in some of those other countries, too.
Right.
You never know what you're running into.
Absolutely.
Well, talk a little bit about Living History Farms in general. For folks who might want to make a getaway, maybe a day or a weekend getaway to Central Iowa and experience some of that. It's a great educational experience, but there's lots to do.
There really is. You know, we have 500 acres here in the heart of, you know, the suburbs of Des Moines, which is so great and unique. And we actually have, we represent 300 years of history. So we have three working farms. We have our 1700 Iowa Indian farm. We have an 1850 Pioneer farm. And we have a 1900 horse-powered farm. So those farms are on what we call the west side of our property. And then right off of Hickman, people will see our town site, which represents an 1875 farming community, and in the farming community we have a blacksmith, a broommaker, general store, drugstore, and then of course our Flynn Mansion, which is original to the site that Living History Farms is built upon.
Are there a lot of changes from year to year at Living History Farms?
You know, this year we're really excited because we're working as we speak on moving our 1700 Iowa Indian farm. Currently, it resides in kind of a low valley along our wooded path, along our wooded trail. We're moving that up from the 1850 farm. It'll be a little bit easier for folks who might have some accessibility issues to reach that farm and see that and see the 1850 farm. So as we speak, we're moving that. We're behind a little bit on schedule due to the harsh winter that we had, but we're hoping around June, first part of June, that we'll be ready to go with that.
Excellent. Well, it's always nice to see, and that keeps people coming back too, so they can see something a little different each time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we're visiting with Jenny Deer, the Vice President of Marketing at Living History Farms, a little bit about what's going on here with the coming season and opening up May 1st. And Jenny, with the opening of the new season, it's not just the things that folks can stop by and see each and every day, but where do you guys get the ideas for all these things?
Well, we typically sit down around midsummer, the year prior to opening for the next season, and we sit down and talk about different things that might be period appropriate, that would be fun to do. You know, so we try to add some new events every year, but then, of course, we always have our old standbys, like, for instance, our 4th of July celebration is one of our biggest events every year, and I think that's just a great way for people to come out and just really get back to the foundations of our country and just unplug and reconnect with each other. You know, they don't have to sit in front of a TV or be entertained. Kids are going to have fun coming out here and playing historic games, watermelon seed spitting contests, for instance, walking with stilts, playing hoops and sticks and that type of thing. So there's all kinds of fun ways that we try to incorporate traditions with events that we have every year.
Well, I know one thing Iowans really like, and this was a no-brainer when you came up with this idea, is tractors. Iowans love tractors. The older, the better.
They do, absolutely. We have a new event this year on May 10th. We're calling it Tractor Day. Great name for it. The folks at Van Wall are going to come out and bring out a lot of their tractors, some old John Deere tractors on our front lawn. We're going to have tractor-related activities. So people can actually come out and see those and then tour the farms as well. So it'll be a really fun day for them.
Yeah, and you've got some other old standbys, I guess you could call them, that you've been doing for a number of years, too, that folks can come out and enjoy, kind of take you back to yesteryear. And I know one of them I wanted to kind of point out, too, was coming up on May 24th, you've got that historic baseball game. That's been pretty popular since you started that.
Oh, it has. It's so fun. You know, it's 1870s rules, and we like to say it's baseball before steroids and salary caps. So, you know, it's really fun. We have our teams that volunteer to play our team. So if people are interested in playing old-fashioned baseball, give us a call because we'll put you on one of our teams. But they're in, you know, period-appropriate uniforms, which are quite warm when it comes to June and July. But, you know, some of the rules are the pitcher gets to choose how they pitch to the hitter. That hitter gets to decide if they want an underhand, overhand pitch, fastball, whatever, which is kind of fun. If they hit the ball and it's one bounce and a catch, that's an out. And then all the players don't wear gloves. So that's really unique and interesting. And we have a great time with those games. We have volunteers who are actually umpires for the game, and they interact with the audience, and it's just a really good time.
Yeah, and that's coming up on Saturday, May 24th. And you've got some other events coming up as well. In addition to Tractor Day on May 10th, I see you've got a barn dance that night.
We do. You know, it's really fun. Our historic Flynn Barn is just a beautiful location. We have a lot of weddings and events that take place out there. But we're going to use it that evening for a Flynn Barn dance. We're going to have the Barn Owl Band come out. So if you've never done a barn dance before, it doesn't matter. We're going to teach you how to do it. If you have a partner, great. And if you don't, you're still welcome to come as well. And we've got tickets for that on sale right now online at our website.
Interesting. Do you find that sometimes grandparents will bring out the grandkids just because they kind of want to show them what life might have been like when they were growing up out on the barn?
We do. You know, with that event and even just touring, it's so fun to see. We just hit multi-generations with Living History Farms, you know, and we have a lot of folks that came out as kids, and they're bringing their kids and grandkids. And, you know, we're just so pleased to be here and carry on that tradition where people can just really experience life from, you know, up to 300 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I notice you've got on Sunday, May 18th, you've got Scout Appreciation Day.
We do. You know, we like to do some community events as well. And so we're welcoming all Boys and Girl Scouts to come out and enjoy a free day at Living History Farm. So all they have to do is wear their uniform or show their membership card, and they can come out from noon to four that day and tour for free.
And you've got lots of different events going on throughout the season, some that folks will recall from years past and some that might be some little new things that they might be able to enjoy. And I guess the easiest way for them to keep up with that is probably online.
It is. You know, we've got a really robust website, and it's livinghistoryfarms.org. And we have all of our events there. You can download a special events calendar if you want to download that and put it on your refrigerator so you can keep track of what's going on when. But, you know, all of our events are always listed there and promoted. And there's always, you know, we have a contact us button in case you have any questions. You're welcome to email us or give us a call.
You bet. Now, I know you've got some folks who are members of the farm. Is there always an opportunity for folks to join and stay away from the daily admission prices?
Absolutely. You know, we're so proud of our membership program because people can pay one price for a membership and then get in all year long for free. And it's a really great value. We say if you have a family of four, for instance, if you come two times, a membership would pay for itself, and then you could come to all the special events all year. Also gets you early registration at day camp, discounts on several programs throughout the year. So it's a really great way to not only save money but also support the farms.
Are folks sometimes shocked when they're first-timers and walk through the gates? Because you're getting off the interstate there at Hickman, and you're right in the middle of all kinds of things. The West Des Moines area and Urbandale, yeah. Clive, all those things have kind of grown up around everything there. It's like being right in it is the middle of the metro area. But then all of a sudden, you've got this oasis of old stuff there, of calm and serenity there. Is it surprising to folks how that can be tucked in right there?
I think it is, especially people who maybe aren't from the area and don't realize how it kind of has grown up around us. But, you know, we like to really consider ourselves almost the central park of the Des Moines area. So people come out, particularly on our farm sites, it's heavily wooded. You're going to come out and you're going to really forget that you're surrounded by the city. It's just a really nice, calm place to be.
You bet. But on the other hand, too, it's convenient for folks who are coming from a distance who may need to stay and may need to find some food and what have you. There's lots right there.
There is. It's so great. We're located, you know, right off of the interstate and right off Hickman, which is a very busy road here in Des Moines. You know, next door we have the Iowa Machine Shed restaurant. You know, that's a nice thing about Living History Farms as well, is you can come in, you can pay your admission. We're going to give you an admission sticker. You can come and go as you please. So if you can eat lunch here, you could bring a picnic lunch in here, which is really nice. Or you can, you're welcome to visit any of the establishments very close by as well.
Excellent. Sounds like a lot of good stuff. Hopefully the weather's great for you for all these events, and hope you have another great year at Living History Farms. Jenny, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.